Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. This is Bill Reed at the National Hurricane Center with the Intermediate Advisory on Hurricane Earl. Earl is now located 130 miles to the east-northeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and is moving away from the Carolina coastline at this moment. Now we're looking at downstream. The Hurricane Earl is now 395 miles to the south-southwest of Nantucket, Massachusetts. Maximum sustained winds remain at 105 miles per hour, and the storm is moving north-northeast at about 18 miles per hour. Minimum pressure is 955 millibars. Hurricane warnings continue in effect on the coastline of North Carolina and also for Massachusetts, southeast Massachusetts, mostly for Cape Cod, Nantucket, and Martha's Vineyard. The watch tropical storm warnings are north of the hurricane warning at the North Carolina-Virginia state line up through Sandy Hook, New Jersey. These watches and warnings are still in effect, but the conditions will be improving during the morning and afternoon today along the coastline of the mid-Atlantic states. And the threat zones will be concerned about is for mainly Long Island and New England as the storm makes its approach on there later today into tomorrow. And although the cone is narrowing as to where the center of the storm will go, adverse conditions are expected, of course, on the islands of Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard and Cape Cod. We will have to be some concern about close approach to the coast of Maine and the effects it'll have on that late tonight and tomorrow. Again, this is Bill Reed with the 8 a.m. Intermediate Advisory on Hurricane Earl.